It's National Farmers' Day, a day that celebrates the farming profession dating back 12,000 years. With the Rural Radio Network, I'm Tribella Guzman. Farmers are some of the original scientists, engineers, and inventors, and the National Inventors Hall of Fame will induct Frank Seebach of Columbus, Nebraska into the Hall of Fame this year. He is the inventor of center pivot irrigation. Rini Paiva, Executive Vice President at the National Inventors Hall of Fame, tells us more about Seebach.
Frank Seebach was a farmer, but he said by his own admission that he wasn't very good at it. And he had a lot of ideas that came to, or rather, he had a lot of ideas that could be applied to farming more efficiently or trying to come up with ideas that could save time when it came to farming. So one of the thoughts he had when he was watching some other farmers at work once was a more efficient way of irrigating crops.
Paiva says what struck them at the organization was the ingenuity of the idea.
It was an idea that's kind of the epitome of just the American invention story. It's here was this guy who was a tinkerer, and this invention, it had its own kind of ingenuity. It ended up meeting with great success. It had a big economic impact. His center pivot irrigation system would go on to have just a massive impact on the agricultural industry.
A farmer, Seebach had learned blacksmithing and a love of metalworking from his father. So early on, he began developing several inventions designed to lessen the manual labor required of farm workers. The center pivot was not Seebach's first invention. He had a patent application in 1920 for an automatic driverless tractor guide. Paiva says, like other inventions, in the beginning, Seebach's didn't meet with success right away.
There were a lot of people who thought the idea was kind of ridiculous. There were definitely some things about it that weren't great. At first, it was pretty expensive. And obviously, since it was just an initial invention, it broke down a lot. Sometimes I think it would destroy parts of the field and damage the plants. And of course, one of the things about center pivot irrigation is that it leaves the corners open. And so as time went on, he worked on making improvements.
By 1947, Seebach's system featured two sections of pipes on skids suspended by cables from two towers. By 1949, the device included five towers with pipes running on wheels and could irrigate 40 acres. Seebach went into business with a friend, and they licensed the business with another businessman at Valley Manufacturing, now Valmont Industries.
You know, with the help of Valley, they were able to put together all sorts of improvements to really overcome some of the obstacles and make it more and more attractive to the farmers in the area. And that's when, you know, it really made such an impact, especially after those years, really in the 1950s, when there was such a lack of water and there was drought.
Seebach added water valves of siphoning pressurized water from a main pipe to drive the wheels and maintain tower alignment. In 1952, Seebach was granted a patent on a larger irrigation system with a 600-foot boom that could water a 135-acre circle. Paiva says people who see pivots out in the field sometimes can forget how revolutionary the system was for agriculture.
Pivot irrigation really expanded the capabilities of the farmers. So in the past, rather in the years before, there had been challenges with being able to irrigate the field. I think a lot of people say that there have been a couple of major improvements in modern agriculture. One was when, you've probably heard, when farming went from horse-drawn vehicles to the tractor, and they say that the second was when center pivot irrigation was introduced.
When Seebach created the center pivot irrigation system, he never realized how his invention's crop circles would transform the landscape of the Midwestern and Western United States. Paiva explains how his inventions and the importance of them have earned him a place at the National Inventors Hall of Fame.
For any inventor to get into the National Inventors Hall of Fame, he or she must have a patented invention, so an invention that's covered by a U.S. patent. And the reason for that is because the U.S. patent system plays such an important part, really in the the economy, driving the economic engine of our country. And a patent, when it comes down to it, affords an inventor the rights to manufacture his or her invention. So same thing with Frank Zeebach. When that invention eventually got manufactured, and again, had such a huge impact on the agricultural industry, especially in those areas like Nebraska, Kansas, like you mentioned, it had, again, a very strong societal impact, economic impact, and cultural impact. And those are the sorts of things that the Hall of Fame looks at when it's looking at inventors.
Zeebach died in 1980 at 86 in Columbus, Nebraska. He had 10 U.S. patents. To learn more about the inventors at the National Inventors Hall of Fame, visit www.invent.org. With the Rural Radio Network, I'm Trabella Guzman.